This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and become the persons they're meant to be in Jesus Christ. The other day, my daily Bible reading took me to Psalm 49. It's a psalm about misplaced trust in wealth. I needed that corrective. Not that I have a lot of wealth to put trust in. That's not really the point. Whether it's a little or a lot, we can depend on our resources, financial or otherwise, more than God Himself to take care of ourselves and our needs. We become either smug or self-satisfied or jealous about how much others have. When we do that, we think we aren't being blessed. Now, cognitively, we know that wealth doesn't mean God's blessing, but viscerally, emotionally, we feel it down deep, like, why aren't I blessed like that other person who has more than I do? And that scripture, Psalm 49, reminds us that in itself, wealth is not a sign of God's favor because we can't count on wealth or physical comforts for our happiness, and certainly not for our salvation. The rich and poor, the author of that psalm says, have this in common. They both leave everything, and I mean everything, everything that they have here on this earth when they die. If you want treasure in heaven, you place your faith in God, not in your wealth, because wealth, little or great, will not last. Okay, then the question becomes, how do we find happiness here on this earth if we don't find it in our material things? I mean, what is our purpose after all? Is it accumulating wealth? Is it getting that 401k in place? Is it getting to that place where we can say, I'm set, I'm doing quite well by my standards? Well, if Psalm 49 is correct, it can't be what we have here on this earth that determines our purpose, our true joy. I mean, that's all going to evaporate. Even if we can manage to hold on to it as long as we live, we're still going to lose it when we die. A document of the church known as the Westminster Shorter Catechism, written in 1646-47, asked this question about purpose and direction. And here's the way it's stated. What is the chief end of man? And the answer, man's chief end is to glorify God and to enjoy Him forever. Then the follow-up question is, from that catechism, what rule has God given to direct us, how we may glorify and enjoy Him? The answer, the Word of God, which is contained in the Scriptures of the Old and New Testaments, the only rule to direct us, and how we may glorify and enjoy Him. So it's really simple, isn't it? If you want to live an abundant life, living it to the glory of God, not to yourself, not to building a monument of financial accomplishment to yourself or your name, we have to live it for God, to His glory. And how do you do that? It's in God's Word, the Bible, and that's your key. You have to do that. You can make up your own rules, but let me say this in as nice a way as I can say it. You don't want to look back on your life and your self-made rules and say, well, that didn't work out the way I wanted. You see, then it's too late. There's a better way. It's found in the Bible. In fact, Jesus' words recorded in John 10:10 say, I have come that you might have life and life most abundantly. There's where you need to be. Seek Him, and the abundance is yours. Come back here next week, and in the meantime, go out there and be the person God created you to be. Dragged a comb across my head.